The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See if any life down there, any crab I can catch, cause I'll always be a behemoth gal. Anywhere I go, eating plenty crab fat, and marching up some dough. Gal, we heading in deep space.
We taking Rickard's spray.
Yes, we heading in deep space.
We taking Rickard's spray.
Look here, young boy got plenty action, old boy know how to pace. Get ready for the blast off.
We heading in deep space.
Yes, man! Ha ha! Don't get lost in dinner. Ha ha! Go! Woo! Oh, let's go! Check this! We flying round Jupiter, not too long past Mars. I want ring you just like Saturn, girl, make you see stars. I come in for a landing, making my approach. Somebody eating in the cockpit, man, all I see is them little behemoth roach. Look, I won't be no track star, I won't win no race. I just won't be the first behemoth to get in outer space. Imagine a house on the moon, one nice little clapboard shack, 2-foot cake in the front yard, and one outside toilet and back. We heading in deep space.
We taking Rickard's spray.
Yes, we heading in deep space.
We taking Rickard's spray.
Look here, old gal, throw that boomsy. Young gal, wind your waist. Get ready for the countdown.
Good. Welcome back to Guardian 6.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 14th of April, 2025, and we've been to space, y'all. We've been there. You're on the clock with Erin Green, and we're starting the show with the biggest news of the day. 242, the outer space Bahamian American aerospace engineer Aisha Bow, ready to make history once again. And she became the first Bahamian to go to space as she was on board Amazon's Blue Origin, which was scheduled to launch at 9:30 a.m. this morning. So I went to the news. You could look for this video online at bbc.com. Watch moment Blue Origin flight with all female crew blasts off. So let's get to this article from the University of Michigan Engineering Web Department website. Alumna Aisha Bow ready to launch on historic all-woman space flight. Aerospace engineering alumna and U of M role model Aisha Bow is set to go to space on the Blue Origin New Shepard's crewed NS-31 flight. They launched this morning. It was Blue Origin's 11th human space mission. And it crossed the common line, the internationally recognized boundary between Earth's atmosphere and outer space, 62 miles above Earth. Bow is the first female U of M alumna, first Bahamian, and sixth black woman to make space. 30 years after Mae Jemison became the first black woman, first black woman to travel to space. She was joined by Amanda Nguyen, Gail King, Katy Perry, Carrie Ann Flynn, and Lauren Sanchez. The flight lasted about 11 minutes from takeoff to touchdown. Now, a bit more about our very own Aisha Bowe. From the time she was in high school, Bowe aspired to do great things beyond what others thought was possible. As an Ann Arbor, Michigan native, she started her journey at Washtenaw Community College, graduating in 2006. Then on to join the University of Michigan and received her BSE in 2008 and MS in 2009 in Aerospace Engineering and Space Systems Engineering. From there, she joined the Aviation Systems Division with the Aeronautics Directorate at NASA's Ames Research Center, where she was a mission engineer in the Small Spacecraft Division and aerospace engineer in the Flight Trajectory Dynamics and Controls branch. In 2013, Bowe's career shifted gears as she began a path towards entrepreneurship as founder and CEO of Stemboard, a tech powerhouse that has been twice recognized on the Incorporated 5000 list of America's fastest growing companies specializing in using big data to create smart systems and software solutions for both federal and commercial organizations. She's also the founder of the hands-on self-paced coding kit for kids Lingo, launched in 2022. In 2020, she was named the U of M College of Engineering Outstanding Recent Alumna, a recognition given by the Michigan Engineering Alumni Board. She has been recognized with various other awards from the University of Michigan, the National Society of Black Engineers, NASA, and other international organizations. And in addition to her contributions to the university and the college, Bowe also sits on the U of M Aerospace Department Industry Advisory Board and actively contributes to the Black Students in Aerospace student organization as a mentor and sponsor. Yes, thank you, Texas. Texas said they've landed back on Earth. I think they've been back for a hot minute now. Aisha, I hope you took KB up into space with you. I hope you all made a video. And we're just proud. We're just proud. We've all been on this journey with you for a long time. And let's just say you took the lead and we only follow in, but we're glad to be with you. The whole Bahamas smiles. The whole Bahamas says congratulations. And the whole Bahamas says thank you for taking us to space with you. All right, we're moving on to another story. I tell you, the papers are very interesting this morning. Minutes won't rule out election bid. Minutes fires back. Here we go. Most reported jet ski rapes committed by illegal operators, ministry says. Have visitors wear cameras, say police. Some more headlines. Let tourists on jet skis wear body cams. Very interesting story. Before we get there, though, I got just one more story I want to touch on. I think I want to talk about Minnis, this picture in today's Guardian, Below the Fold. But this story caught my attention. I just want to put it on the record for a moment. Man sentenced to 6 months in prison for posting naked photos of ex-girlfriend online. This was in Friday's Tribune. A 23-year-old man was sentenced to 6 months in prison on Friday after he admitted to posting naked and lewd images of his ex-girlfriend online last October. Angelo Mortimer was arraigned on charges of voyeurism and intentional libel before Assistant Chief Magistrate Carolyn Voigt Evans. Mortimer reportedly posted naked photos of a sleeping 21-year-old female on Facebook with intent to shame her in October of 2024. Additionally, he posted videos of the same female performing oral sex on him online during the same time frame. The defendant pleaded guilty to both charges. Speaking to his own defense, he claimed that the complainant's, quote, legs weren't open, close quotes, when he took the nude photos. Magistrate Evans strongly admonished the defendant for his actions and for breaching the complainant's privacy. She stated that the young woman's future could be affected by the lewd images being spread online and that it could interfere with her growth. Mortimer was sentenced to 6 months at the Bahamas Department of Correctional Services. He was informed of his right to appeal the court sentencing before being taken into remand. End of sentence. It just caught me there. If you admitted to posting the photos, isn't that like pleading guilty? Posting them, isn't that pleading guilty? And if you pled guilty, you still have a right to appeal the court. I mean, I guess you do have a right to appeal the court. I guess you could say anything. You could say, I made the decision on the, you know, advice of counsel. I now think it's bad advice. But here's what really sort of hits me about this story. She stated that the young woman's future could be affected and it could interfere with her growth. The young man was charged with intentional libel and voyeurism. See, here's my thing. Like, this is an act of violence, right? It's not like a technical act, like, you just... The offense is just putting the thing online, right? But this is an act of violence that has already affected her. I don't like the language because the language indicates the approach, and I think maybe the approach to these matters is problematic. Speaking of problematic, we're going to transition. Here's a text. Erin, no matter how you try to spin it, Aisha is not a Bahamian. She's African-American, born, raised, and educated in the U.S. That's good for her. I'm happy for her and her accomplishments. However, she is not Bahamian. Please stop trying to claim her as a Bahamian. She is American. Erin, if that was you going up in space on Blue Origin, I would have a parade for you and make sure all the chicha out to celebrate and bring all the tamarind out for you to enjoy. And I say thank you very much for that. But so watch this. Check, like, nationality is American. Right? Her race is black. Her ethnicity is African. And that African at some point came through the Bahamas. So she may not be a Bahamian national. She may not be a Bahamian citizen. But if she has Bahamian roots, and she's also a Bahamian. You see, that's why I like to make a distinction between like race, ethnicity, and nationality. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not. Like, we have people here who are of mixed ethnicity. They're both African and Asian, right? See, then we're going to say, oh, they're Chinese, but then we forget Chinese is abroad, is a nationality, and then we say, oh, but it's an ethnic group too, but then we realize that Chinese is a nationality, and then within China, there are a multitude of ethnic group like the Han, right? And so we have Bahamians, nationality, who are of African and Asian descent, ethnicity, who are phenotypically black, which means when you look at them, the first thing you think is, oh, they black. Maybe they mix with something, but they black. Right? Those people are Bahamian. So I appreciate what it is that you're saying. She's not a Bahamian citizen, but she's Bahamian. Here's a text. Good morning. I'm a 39-year-old man. I don't respect him for posting nudes of his ex online because I'm sure he wouldn't want nudes of his mom or sister or aunts online. And you know what else they wouldn't want? They wouldn't want to be exposed publicly. They may act. They may feign bravado. machismo. But the same people who send out these photos, these nudes of other people and of themselves, right? They don't want to be exposed publicly for doing that either. Yesterday, I had the fortune of hosting Remark with Garth Roseborough, and my guest was a contestant in the 2025 Bahamas International Teen, the Bahamas Teen Universe pageant. And they're talking about digital footprint. And last week, week before last, at an evening event, one of the young participants shared, and I've said it before, and I can say it again, shared that after participating in the International Women's Day March with Equality Bahamas, her images that were shared online to promote the event by the news, it was cool, were taken by some people, right? And then some people sought her out. And some of those people that sought her out sent her pictures of their genitals. Is something wrong? But, when I realized that we don't know how to handle, we refuse to or we are unable to operate things properly. We feel like we could do what we want with it. It's mine, I buy it, I could do what I want with it. I see the same thing with cars, motor vehicles. We see the same thing with technology, phones. And we've seen the same thing with jet skis. And I go to this story now. Because the problem couldn't be the jet ski. The problem is the people who think that a jet ski is a mechanism that they could use to do something else. So we go into the papers again. Most reported jet ski rapes committed by illegal operators, ministry says. And we're going to fast forward, we're going to rewind to last week's articles. Let tourists on jet skis wear body cams. After the U.S. Embassy in Nassau warned jet ski operators due to reports of rape, Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe said yesterday that police are considering mandating that tourists wear body cameras when renting jet skis. I heard something similar to this the other day. It may have even been on my own show. Let the tourists wear the body cameras when renting jet skis. Quote, it is our view and the police's view that requiring body-worn cameras to be attached to the life vest when you rent a jet ski would seek to mitigate some of the issues, both issues spoken to in the advisory, Monroe said. He continued, most people commit sexual offenses in private when they talk about taking you to the islands. So if you have a live camera on it, then you're never alone. The body-worn cameras actually permit you to communicate to a base. So if you get injured, you can call for help. In a security alert, the embassy said, Nassau jet ski operators have raped and sexually assaulted U.S. citizen women. It said two American women reported rapes in the past month and that three rapes were reported in 2024. Monroe said he and U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires, Kimberly Furnish, recently spoke about centralizing renting for jet skis. Quote, in response to this, I have been in communication with the police where the view is that centralized renting would be an approach to it, he said. In fact, at the Coconut 3, the U.S. Chargé asked, why can't they be rented from a stall like we did for the coconut vendors? Let me tell you what irony is. Irony is we still don't know who Coconut 360 Festival was actually for. Like people in the agricultural sector, people in the local vending sector, we don't know what it was for, who it was for. And so you're going to find resistance. Because with a lack of transparency in operations and processes leave people feeling that they are being disadvantaged for whatever reason. I get it. I understand why people would be hesitant to the idea of having all of the jet skis being rented from one space. We were told that these are rogue renters who aren't licensed by the port, he said. The National Security Minister said that it is imperative that, quote, we protect our citizens as well as others, close quotes. Very interesting. Every mission in the country is responsible for seeking to safeguard the safety of the citizens, he said. There have been these complaints where the police have charged a number of persons. So being a tourist destination as we are, we have to make a step in safeguarding not only the industry, but more importantly, those citizens from the Bahamas and other countries. He continued, we have to take away the secrecy in which sexual offenses are committed. Most people do not commit them in the open, and so anywhere that you shine or seek to discourage it. During the last Christie administration, the U.S. Embassy issued several warnings about the jet ski industry and reports that operators were sexually assaulting or raping visitors. Then Minister of Transport and Aviation Glenys Hannah Martin said the ministry moved to create more expansive surveillance in areas where jet ski operators work. She said that progress was made regarding the oversight of the beaches where jet ski operators operated, and that jet ski operators were required to wear uniforms and be licensed to operate. Quote, every license holder is subject to vetting by the Security Intelligence Branch of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, she said at the time. That's everyone. You cannot be licensed unless you have clearance from Security Intelligence Branch of the police. They do vetting throughout the Bahamas in sensitive areas, and they also assist us in this industry, close quotes. Dr. Hubert Minnis said yesterday that when he was in office, U.S. President Donald Trump asked that he address the issue. Minnis said, Trump told him that too many Americans were complaining about the jet ski industry. As a text, good morning, Aaron. You have to give the minister points for thinking outside the box. Another great idea might be to attach body cams to ministers' suits during meetings with investors and contract negotiations. Just a thought. I'm going to harp for a moment. Remember the story, the heartwarming story about the father and his six-year-old who appeared to be a part of the business, appeared to be waking, acting in a capacity that would suggest that he is an employee if he were old enough to work, operate a motor vehicle, any of those things. That's just a clear indicator that there's something wrong in the space. With all the inspectors you have, with all the people, the official people, the supervisory capacity moving through the space, nobody saw that. Nobody saw that it was a problem. Nobody saw that it needed to be attended to urgently, to the point where the whole news came and did a story on it. I think there's a deep to be addressed. I see the phone line. Good morning, caller. Sorry, I miss you. Caller, my apologies. Numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. Text line 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. There's something deeper at root, and I don't think that the people who are responsible are getting to the root of the problem. Producer, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I summed it into Sitter.
Yes.
Based on this, trying to wade into the parents of lawless country, a lot of the information are suppressed. So, henceforth, the U.S. major concern about the rape that is just being carried on, and no one, at least not us, was aware of the concerns. So I think information was there, but they were just suppressing it. Because, you know, the government looked good, you know, the crime and all the stuff they want to
protect the tourism product.
Right. So I'm excited to stay face two with the populace too, in terms of the one populace too. So that is something of concern, you know.
Here's my thing. I wonder if they have to go. Thank you very much, Paula. Bakers have to go into space, right? With Aisha them, if they have to cross the common line so that they could have a better view, right, of what's happening. Because the environment that has existed, generally for a very long time, we know who we are and where we are when we want to be honest with ourselves. But particularly in the last, I want to say from 2019, post-Dorian to the present, that this the environment renders those within it incapable, or it shows, right? When you take a look at the environment and you realize that the powers that be are either refusing to acknowledge what becomes startlingly clear from a distance, right, or are incapable of resolving the issues that they see. I've been talking about rape culture repeatedly. I started the show, right? I've been talking about the language, the statements that go on unaddressed, that continue to reinforce an environment where these things could happen. Producer, let's prep the caller to go to the phone line. But also, when we look at the statements from stakeholders in various industries, like last year when the decision was made to mandate that local charter operations get local insurance, and one of the local insurance companies said, yeah, y'all look at how y'all enforce traffic. We are not willing to take that risk in the marine side of the insurance policy. Stick a pin. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Pleasant day to you, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
Regarding the body cam for just the customers.
Yes, sir.
First and foremost, I thought that our police officers should all have it. Then someone may send a text about even politicians as they make contracts. And there was a case, you mentioned a case about persons exposing the privacy of another partner. I think that is disgusting. It's so much disgusting that we should also be careful and mindful of persons who actually have been entertained by looking on those things. So it's a total mindset that we all have to participate in eradicating those problems, because it seems as though we take it lightly. Just as you mentioned, the situation of rape, you know, forceful violating another person. So we have a long way to go, but we need to start, and we need to live what we preach.
Yes, sir.
Openly, we need to do that also privately.
Yes, sir.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you much. There's a space, right? And the optimism in the caller's contribution, because we're close to we're identifying the problems. We just now need the will to eradicate or resolve. Let's go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller. Good morning. You're on the air, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, ma'am. I can hear you.
Good morning.
Pardon?
This This is Stop President.
No, ma'am, you on the live air. I apologize for whoever gave you the wrong number. I was about to ask you a question. Hi, Aaron. Next, they will want every tourism worker to wear a camera. Madness. Just properly monitor the jet ski operations. Yep. Yeah. Properly monitor, properly enforce. It's as simple as that. See, but here we are. We started the show celebrating a Bahamian in space. And then a texter say, man, she's not a Bahamian. I tell you what. Right after this caller, I get entertained that producer. Let's see if this is the lady calling us back. Good morning, caller.
No, Miss Green, this ain't the lady calling you back.
Okay,
this
good morning.
This is the gentleman calling you back from last week.
Okay, sir.
Clay, I got to hunt you down for the lemonade.
Yes, you got to hunt me down for the lemonade. You can leave your number so I can call you?
I didn't leave my number but three times. I didn't get no call back yet.
Let me check my phone. Okay, but that's why you calling me?
Yes, ma'am.
You see any timer in anywhere?
No.
Yeah, I mean, for real, you ain't seen no tamarind anywhere?
No tamarind.
I gotta swim to Andres to get me some tamarind. I take some tamarind from Andres. It's like somebody take the Thailand seed tamarind, Thailand tamarind out of the food store,
uh-huh.
And they planted about 15 years ago.
Gone.
I mean, I hope not. I hope they ain't process them all. Anyway, you seen the big mangoes? You seen mangoes on the ground?
Well, I don't see none on the ground. I see the green one dropping. You know that you usually drop before the big ones come.
Yeah, man. But somebody told me they had a Hayden. They had a big, juicy boy. I touched a ripe mango that had fallen from the tree last week.
Already?
Already, I'm telling you. It's a bit concerning for two reasons.
Man, that's too soon. That's some good soil, eh?
Possibly. It could be that. Proper watering, cultivation, could be that.
Yeah, that's all it could be.
Yes, sir. Okay, I got you. I can read the last 5411.
That's correct.
Okay, I got you. I can call you afterwards.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You got any tamarind in your pocket?
Yeah, Miss Green. I called to give you a joke. Aaron Mango Green. My peach mango didn't blossom at all this year. It needs to prune. But the joke is there's about four or five mango trees just south of the, where you say your Grammy live on the hill, facing the bars on the eastern side, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just south of that on the hilly region, it would align with Mortimer Candy Kitchen, I think, to the east, but it's in the bush
mm-hmm.
by a friend's house. And so I'm guilty of teeping tamarind. I'm climbing the tree at 60, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure I hold on to the limbs and check them before I go, right?
Yeah.
Because I got to go high. But I find out the small ones are sweeter than the bigger ones, but since I started to eat them, I'm not even interested in the ones in the food store anymore.
No, man, because the time.
Listen to me, Aaron.
I
might hit the tree. I'm guilty of that. The guys, they meet me in the street, but I'm Rasta, so you see me. And so I'll try to see if I can just drop a little bag there for you and see it.
Okay, thank you.
So it'll be before the week is out, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, bless them. Yeah,
blessings. The tamarind good for you, man. The tamarind good for you. Also, tamarind is a global industry. And what he was talking about when he said he preferred the tamarind to the one in the store, the limestone of this place adds or causes the tamarind and the mango to have a tang to it, to be tangy. I don't like store-bought bananas, but I'll eat a local banana because I could taste the tang in it. It's just something special about these islands. Hi, Aaron. We seem to be a reactive... Caller, I'm coming to you right now. Hi, Aaron. We seem to be a reactive government versus a... example, on a different note from your topic, the intersection where Shirley Street meets Blue Hill Road by the government house, where they sell the stuff, it's fine, but the obstruction that blocks the view is a problem. And if not corrected soon, God forbid, I hope it don't cause a serious accident. I'm coming right back to this text. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir.
Let me tell you a little joke about the tamarind.
Okay.
There's a fella used to be by the Marathon red light there.
Uh-huh.
Before he get over to the highway on mm-hmm. the mall side.
Mm-hmm.
He would have like 2-3 sacks of tamarind already bagged up.
Mm-hmm.
But what he would do, he would go into Solomon's and buy a couple of them imported tamarind. So when the people ask for a sample, he'll give them one of them.
Oh.
And then the woman said, give me 4 bags of them. Give me 5 bags of them. Because I used to drive the bus at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The woman said, give me 5 bags of them. I said, boy, miss, if you only know. But he gets my bus started. They said, a tamarind man still out there? I said, yeah, he's still there. I said, boy, I can kill him.
Good stuff.
That's what happened. See, that tamarind's so sour. So I tell him, miss, that's the tamarind or the box. He have them separate.
Mm-hmm.
Give you one of them. Mm-hmm. The sample.
That's a why, but that's like he's selling Chick Johnny. I exactly. Find him.
But he's smart, the dude, because he used to get them selling properly.
Yeah.
He's got them selling. But so you got to be careful now. You can't do that with the mangoes. They can't do that with the mangoes.
No, but the joke.
Be careful with the tamarind this season.
The joke's on him.
Yeah.
Because the best tamarind sauce and the best tamarind balls and the best tamarind pepper sauces come with the sour tamarind. They got the best flavor for the juice, for everything. So the joke's on him, right? And unfortunately, sometimes the joke is on is that, first of all, bitterer is betterer.
What's that?
Bitterer. The more bitter, the betterer.
Okay, the bitterer, the betterer.
Yeah, bitter is better.
Is according to what you want it for, though?
Well, no, in life, bitter is better.
Okay.
The sweet thing is bad for us.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. Sugar.
They tell us that salt was the problem. The problem is really sugar, right? The problem is sugar. And the universe is all, the planet has already shown us that because the sweet things that the earth produces naturally, they're only produced in seasons.
But let me ask you something before I call you at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But what is better? I know the answer, but I want to ask you.
Okay.
The watermelon with seeds. Or watermelon without seed.
With seed. Of course.
Anything with seed is better.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell it to some people.
Because, okay, for women, I'm a woman. When I was born, my eggs to make babies were inside my body.
Yeah.
Those eggs were inside my body while my body was inside my mother's body.
Mm-hmm.
All of those eggs, inside my mother's body when she was inside her mother's body. Things that produce things have seeds.
Yeah. And I told them that. I don't understand. It's orange from it. No seed. Grapes with no seed. The only thing I see still get seed is coconut.
That's up me.
You can't get rid of them.
It's very concerning because now we have young people that do not know that fruit, when naturally produced fruit, has seeds in it. They don't know that.
The seed is better.
Yeah, without a doubt. I we can do a show on it.
But I can continue listening.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do a show on it. I'm going to start with the fact that at one point, I'm not sure if it's still the same relationship, but the U.S. government and Monsanto were co-owners of a patented seed called the Terminator seed, the Terminator gene. And when your seed is spliced with that, that crop will not reproduce. So the traditional indigenous agricultural practices of keeping half of your harvest for replanting has been wiped out because the harvest will not reproduce because it was grown from seed with the Terminator gene in it, but we're going to have that conversation. So at another point in time. Back to this text, the section where Shirley Street meets Blue Hill Road by the government house where they sell the stuff. It's fine, but the obstruction blocks the view is a problem. It's a major problem. First, it's a massive problem. Right? It is one of the easiest things for us to fix, and I don't understand why we didn't fix it after the tragic incident at Government House. Now, I'm not saying that stall there had anything to do with that tragic incident, right? But post that incident, see, you would have thought that the security in that area would have been tightened completely. It would have been like the security around the U.S. Embassy because it's our Government House, but not so much. right? Shortly after that tragic event, as I'm traversing west on that is King Street or Duke Street, as you meet Cumberland and Blue Hill Road, the construction worker was leaning over the wall to purchase things from the people in the booth. And the things that he purchased were thrown over to the wall to him, bypassing any security protocols that were in existence. So it's, I mean, I'm astounded that that dynamic still exists. Then we get to the physical issue. The site itself, the flowers, the box, is a hazard. It blocks the view of the people coming south, north on Cumberland, down into Bay Street. It blocks the view of the people turning northbound, either to go east back to Bay Street or westbound on Bay Street. Because here's the problem. The problem is the space that exists between the lighted Blue Hill and the northernmost exit onto Cumberland Street. Oh, and also the drivers. See, the technicians time the light. The technicians time the light, right? So from the point that the light is turning red from orange to red, they time it so they know when it can go green to give the cars enough time to clear the intersection. But if you're constantly running that light, then those of us who are trying to go northbound from King or Duke Street, we can't see that you're coming. Producer, let's go to the phone line. And let me tell you that at least three times while I've had the right-of-way coming from Blue Hill Road down Cumberland, I've been cut off by cars turning right on red from King Street to Cumberland Street that I could not see until the last moment because of the unnecessary obstruction. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
At UB.
Yes.
I'm talking about the roundabout. You always mentioned the rules, right?
Mm-hmm.
You never mentioned the roundabout. And that lady who lives in the roundabout, it keeps it like a dump. You know the lady, Gloria.
Pause. Pause. Let's separate the two things. The woman who lives in the roundabout, Gloria.
Yeah. Early in the morning, she takes a bath naked.
Yeah.
So at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so who we call it? Who we rowing? Who you rowing?
No,
because I got some rowing to do right now.
Because you would pass there every day to go to work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she'd be in the area. And if you go early enough, she'd be at the roundabout. You can excuse me, I'm going to short of breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she'd be living at the roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
Feces, urine. She takes a bath, naked,
mm-hmm.
sitting down. And you know what? It amazes me for the mere fact that she's a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the nudity.
Mm-hmm.
The law enforcement passes and nobody's moving or carrying her to a place where she needs to be.
Where does she need to be?
She needs to be inside some mental institution or something, man. Honestly. Because she's, you know, a woman in their right mind to be taking a dunk in the roundabout or urinating in the roundabout.
I'm gonna end this call now. For your sake and for my sake. Let's do that. Because otherwise, I can tell you she obviously has a problem. The problem is not her. It could not be her. I wanted to give you time to talk so I could hear where you were going with that. To be honest with you, I haven't seen her in the roundabout for a very long time. And if you were calling to row and say, Miss Green, how is it that women constantly pass another woman in distress and we don't see urgent action, right? Like women are passing. I thought you was going to row me about that because I could take that hit. I'll take that hit. I'll also tell you that I don't have a space of my own that I could just take her into. I don't have the capacity or the wherewithal to ensure that she gets the psychological help that she needs or to create an environment in which she could be safe if she doesn't accept the help, right? I don't have the capacity individual. And I can be honest with you, I have been agitating within my community of advocates for us to focus on creating income-generating mechanisms so that we can do these things ourselves, right? So I could take the hit for that. But you're not going to come here and vilify that woman. You're not going to come here and talk about her in that way without an appropriate response. If we're going to row anybody, we're going to, first of all, row ourselves. Because we acted like so it's somebody else's problem. And then we're going to row the policymakers that get up in our face every day and ray, 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 and key, 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 and rah, rah, rah about anything without any accountability. When we ask questions about where the money gone, they ridicule us. They vilify us. Some of us, they try to destroy. And all we're asking is, hey, where is the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee celebration so that we could determine how we're going to better use the money next time? That's what we're going to row with radio. And vilify people who are obviously struggling with issues they cannot control themselves. We ain't doing that. And that's why I cut you, caller. Because I didn't want to get any meaner. Miss Green, the deadliest traffic junction in Nassau is at the corner of Seabreeze Lane and Fox Hill Road. That blue wall on the southern side needs to be removed. Or Lord, no! They just need to drive better. I've been there. We just like traffic enforcement, but don't send the police who don't know what the traffic rules are. Anyway, that signal, we're going to a break before we close out the show. This is Joanne Callender and the late manifest gospel artist, I Shall Rise.
Impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly Printmasters, the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
If the good Lord never goes on holiday, tell me why.
Welcome back. Yes, you're on the clock with Erin Green. We're going through the text line. We've been in the papers today, some stories. The intersection of Seabreeze Lane and Fox Hill Road. Okay, so I tell you what a part of the problem is there. People just refuse to follow the traffic controls. It's everywhere. It's a wanton disregard for traffic controls. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good day, sir.
Hi, Erin.
Yes.
First time caller. Listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
I like how you deal with all our fruits and vegetables and everything. I like your stuff.
Thank you.
But I'm calling, you know, just to piggyback on the last caller.
Yes.
About the street people. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how, but I feel the government needs to intervene somewhere. Get in touch with the families, get these people off the streets, get in touch with the families and see how best government and the families want to work it out or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a gentleman. There's lack of apathy, lack of care, lack of love for our people. And this country generates a whole lot of money and we borrow a whole lot of money. Where is it going? Where the what money?
Mm-hmm.
As a gentleman, a half a man, and I call about this man over and over. It's a half a man on the roundabout, at the six-legged roundabout on John F. Kennedy, across from the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And he is there for months and months and months, and he's all over. Sometimes he changes spots, and he brings all of his bedding, his dirty clothes.
He ain't got nowhere else to put it?
You know, I don't know how he deprecate. I don't know, because he's a half a man. I don't know. But
hold on, you
really,
mean
really
he's
distasteful.
You mean that he is physically disabled, like he's had an amputation?
Yes, I don't know if he's born like that or okay. What, but he's a half a man out there. Our street people need some intervention from the powers that be.
Yes.
And get in contact with the families and find out who these people are. We should have an institution to take care of our people. We are a very small population.
Yes. This is what I'm thinking. Because you cannot put them in a prison because it's not about criminalizing them. Right?
No, it don't have to be a prison setting.
Mm-hmm.
It's about care. And love.
A residential care facility.
Yes, yes. And wash them and clean them up. And I'm sure I've seen a lot of our young Bohemian male. I from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Intervene and try to talk to some of these people. Okay? Some of these people, these young men, are not on no drugs and they're not on alcohol. And they're out of their mind. Some in 5 and 3 layers of clothing. Their pants burst.
Yeah.
And you can see all their nakedness and so on. And they are
mm-hmm.
allowed to walk the streets among the tourists on Bay Street all over our country.
Yeah.
We need to intervene in our people's lives.
Right. And without criminalizing them, right?
Right. Right.
It's not that, they're going to do something to the tourists. It's that, why is it that you're so focused on tourism, but you don't see these people in the tourism space?
Yeah.
And
yes.
realize they need help as
yes.
opposed to criminalizing them.
Yes, they deprecate, they turn over the garbage tin, they're a nuisance because they're somewhat out of their mind.
Right, and I could be honest with you, if it were me, if I was slowly losing sort of control of my mind and I felt like nobody was paying no response, the social and state response to my condition and others like me is to invisibilize us. I'd make myself as visible as possible.
Well, just this last note, I would say what I would do if I were the government
yes.
or the leader of this country.
Yes, sir.
My Bohemian people,
mm-hmm.
who I can see lose it, I will have a task force. Who lost it? Social services need to be extended to a task force.
Mm-hmm.
Who have lost it? My people who have lost it. That we intervene as the government, take them off of the streets, find out their families if we can. If we can't, then we take care of them with the taxpayers' money. Build an institution of caregivers where mm-hmm. we can employ our Bohemian nurses or caregivers and pay them handsomely
mm-hmm.
and so on and take care of our people. We have a small population.
Yes. Thank you.
Anyway, Aaron.
No.
It's good talk calling your show. This is my first time.
Thank you.
But I listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. It's interesting. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. As we close out the show, I'm going to read this text. This is true, Aaron. I know it's true. I saw her last week. I've stopped and she became very combative. See? And that's one of the barriers. One of the barriers for people who want to help. Anyway, listen, I'm all out of time. I'm sorry I didn't get to all of the texts. I didn't even get to Minas Fires back, but long live the chief.
Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the rack. Hand me downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laugh. Now they say you're dead or acid. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either lead, follow, or...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.